fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome on this day after the first Trump State of the Union address. And of course, it was boffo reviews, even from CBS, but not CNN. CNN, so CNN had their own poll, as they always do. And their poll showed something very different, as it always does. And they couldn't stop talking about the good old days when Obama was giving speeches. And so we're going to talk about not only what President Trump said, but what the Democrats said he said. And we're going to talk about the reactions to people. And we'll take a look at the drooling speech of the heir to the Kennedy political dynasty, giving his debut speech last night. But also the reaction of even some Democrats to Joe Kennedy the Third, which is kind of interesting. I had to look it up. It's like, who is he exactly? You know, you got this Kennedy dynasty, and it's kind of like, even though he isn't, it was, his grandfather was Joe Kennedy the First, and then he had a son that was Joe Kennedy. Well, this guy is actually the son of Robert Kennedy's son. I get confused. it goes down this different list. Cause it's kind of like, you know, Henry the Second isn't the son of Henry the First necessarily, right? Whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know my royalty, whether it is British or American, because frankly, I don't care. And I don't know why we should care that Joe Kennedy the Third is in Congress and gave a very nervous, drooling speech and then was eviscerated by some in his own party for being a white privileged male, a rich white privileged male. Nonetheless, okay? And so I don't really know as we'll look at this. And we're going to take a look at a little bit at some of the crazy racism that is being sold by Nancy Pelosi, talking about how President Trump wants to make America white again. And Michael Savage savaged her on that, and appropriately enough, because what these Democrats are pushing, he said this is going to lead to violence, and it's going to lead to genocide. Whenever you single out a group and you start demonizing everybody in that group, that's where this is ultimately going to lead. Doesn't matter if it is black people or Jewish people or white people. That is where this is ultimately going. And frankly, Savage has had enough of it. I've had enough of it as well. This kind of insane racism, which is the only thing that the Democrat Party has. And we're going to take a look at some of the stuff going on in sports. I mean, the Cleveland Indians are having to drop their logo just because of this kind of insanity. Just because of this kind of insanity. And, of course, Facebook is upping their game on censorship, going after local news, shutting down other news, your ability to share. We're going to talk a little bit in detail about this. This is continuing to roll out. Now they've found something else that they want to shut down. That is any news or information or ads, regardless of how legitimate, regarding cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, anything else. I mean, they are very much into controlling the agenda, aren't they? You know, if you look only at local news, you're not going to realize that what is happening in your community is also happening in other communities, not only across America, but across the world, because there is a globalist agenda. Facebook doesn't want you to see it. They want to be the globalist corporation that is going to keep you in the dark about the globalist agenda. But if you focus simply on sports and weather and pets and kids, which is what local news does, then you're not going to see that. You're not going to see the big picture. They don't want you to see that. When they come in with Agenda 21, what do? Well, they've got this Delphi technique that was created by the Rand Corporation. They've got all the conclusions already scripted. They come in with people in their focus groups. They start to talk to you about this and get you to think that this is something that is being decided specifically for this community and that you came up with that answer. And that's basically the way that they can use local news if they atomize the information that you're getting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. I'll give you the big picture.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. for those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels. Most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You found it. It's the real news. From the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, it's Wednesday, January the 31st. We're finishing up January. And, of course, we had the Dow drop a little bit, and we had the State of the Union address yesterday. We're going to get your comments on that. We're actually going to open up the phone lines because we want to see what you think about it. We've had some conflicts in terms of the way it's been reported by CBS. They said, hey, it looks like 75% of the people really liked this, who actually watched it. And 80% said that this was, the president was trying to unite the country rather than divide it and so forth. Two-thirds of the people said the speech made them feel proud. And a third said it made them feel safer. And then CNN came out and said, oh, people hate this. We've got our own poll. And this is the worst of any State of the Union reception we've ever seen. And we'll tell you why they have the different viewpoints besides the fact that they're rigging the polls. We'll tell you how they rigged those polls to get to that information. But we're going to have some clips from President Trump. Want to get your opinion as to what you think about that? We'll open up the phone lines 888-201-2244. I think the most interesting clip that came out of the State of the Union last night was afterwards. And it was a hot mic clip that President Trump said, where he was asked about, as he was shaking hands, one of the congressmen said to release the memo. And he goes, that's 100% going to happen. And they caught that on the microphone. So I think those kinds of off-the-cuff comments, I think, are the best ones. He had some sound bites that we're going to play for you, things that were part of his speech. And we'll talk about what's going on with that. Real quickly, I want to talk about what's going on in the economy and what's going on globally, because we're also going to talk in the program about Facebook censorship and how they are trying to shut down alternative media, Facebook, Twitter, and others. I mean, you've seen the Twitter executive on Capitol Hill being grilled by a congressman saying, look at this. I saw an InfoWars story trending at the very top. And the guy says, I'm sorry about that. Congressman, we'll do better. We've got algorithms. We're working on that. But it's not just InfoWars. It's all alternative media that is not pushing a globalist point of view, which is what Facebook is there to do. And so now what they're saying is, well, we're trying to just have you feel good about your experience on Facebook. I mean, this morning, BBC was talking about that as well. Just, oh, yeah, we don't want people getting concerned and getting a negative experience when they go to Facebook. So we're just going to give them some happy pill news and just kind of dope them up so they don't really know what's going on. And Facebook, part of that is to focus on local news because they don't want you to see the big trend. As I was just saying, as we went to break, when they have the little Agenda 21 meetings in your community, they want you to think that this is something that is just specific to your community. They don't want you to know that this is a UN agenda. Even though, if you look at the news, you'll see that they're using the same terminology in city after city. One of the things that they're talking about right now is zero traffic deaths. And I forget what the label is that they use for it, but they use the same label in each one of the cities. And what that is basically blocking cars and excluding them out of the city so they can force you into mass transit. That's part of their agenda. And so when they come to your town, they'll have these little Delphi meetings. It's a tactic that's been created by the RAND Corporation, and they will come in with what they want to do already, and they'll pretend that they don't have any conclusions or any agenda. And so they'll have these little discussion groups, but then they'll have some shills planted in the discussion group, and they will drive the discussion in certain areas. So it's a very scientific way to control the way that you think. And if they atomize the way that you get the news so that it's just local news, so sports and weather, it's like, look at what happened with the kids over here, or look at this cute pet video or whatever. You're not going to see the big picture of what's going on nationally and globally. And so when we look at globally what's going on, Germany, of course, Angela Merkel, who has seen the rise of many other parties, alternative for Deutschland and others, and the fall of her party, who barely won, and who had to form a coalition government and has been struggling ever since the elections back in the fall. She has now had to say, and of course the thing that has really destroyed her popularity, is opening up the borders to Germany. Now they're saying Germany is going to stop taking migrants from Italy and Greece. See, if you have local news, you don't realize that this is a global plan. This is the plan of the globalists to create war through regime change and so forth, to create refugees, to then say, well, we have to bring these refugees in. We can't stop the war in their country. We can't help them in their country. They must come to our country. They must replace the people who are here. And that's what we're seeing in our country as well. But, of course, if we point that out and we only look at America, they say, well, you're simply racist. You simply don't like that group of people. Well, they use different groups of people in different areas of the world. And they send many different groups into different areas of the world. So we're going to talk about Facebook censorship. We're going to talk about the President's State of the Union. Democrats will take your phone calls at 888-201-2244. Stocks dropped, they said, the most since August. The Dow lost 362 points, but it has not really changed from wow to ow yet. Because this is something that is really focused on Apple's specific problems, I think. Most of that drop was from Apple. The Department of Justice and the Security and Exchange Commission announced on Tuesday that they're investigating Apple because they put out software updates, and they admitted that the software updates were deliberately slowing down the phones. And they said that is so that your phones don't go dead because the older batteries are trying to make them last longer, whatever. If you have worked with computers for any amount of time, if you've owned phones for any amount of time, I bought one of the first smartphones. It was before I saw the Snowden documents. if you've had their equipment for a while, you realize that after you get one, maybe two updates, they're not really writing the software for your phone anymore. And if it even works well, it starts to get really, really slow. And so you had a lot of people who are suing Apple because they've got a lot of money. 40 different groups and individuals in the U.S. and around the world are suing them, saying, you made my phone slower. First world problems here. And they've been complaining to the Republican and Democrat congressmen and the Senate and the House of Representatives. So they complain to the Department of Justice and the SEC, and they're suing them. Apple does a lot of stuff that I don't like. I don't like smartphones anymore. But I think this is a bunch of nonsense. Quite frankly, if I was going to sue Apple for anything, I would sue them for continually harassing me and nagging me to update my phone. That slows me down more than anything else they do. But when we look at what's going on in the stock market here, just to put this in perspective, and again, we can get too focused on national news and on local news and not see the global picture, as I was just talking about. So if we look at the global picture, we see global stocks are looking at the second best start to a year ever. The record was 1994, 6.5%. It increased this point in time in 1994. It is now 5.6% so far. And this is over 47 different countries. They have an index called the ACWI. And over that 47 country index, the stock markets have been up 5.6%. This is one of the issues when Trump went to Davos. Everybody there was saying, well, we really hate him personally. We really don't like this guy. And we don't like that he's talking about nations, because we don't like nations either. We want everybody to take down all the barriers to everything so that we can control every country. But we're making a lot of money. Things are doing really well. And it's all because of the U.S. tax cut that is rising, lifting, as John Kennedy said, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. And that includes with the other nations as well. Their economies are going up as well. So it's important to keep all of this in perspective and understand that what we see one or two days, and certainly it is an inflated stock market, and we don't know how long that's going to go on. We don't know what the Federal Reserve is going to do to tank it. Nevertheless, cutting regulations, cutting taxes is a great thing to do. We saw massive economic growth just in anticipation of the idea that that might happen, and now it has happened. And we're going to talk about the speech last night and take your phone calls when we return. I'm David Knight.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. The economy is cooking. It's swinging, I guess we could say. I want to take some of your phone calls. We're going to play some clips from the State of the Union address last night. Let's go to Kelly, who's calling from Scotland. Go ahead, Kelly. What did you think of the speech last night, or did you see it?
Noon, David, and yes, wow, I stayed up through the night to watch it, and it was fantastic, absolutely fantastic.
Well, good, good. What did you like about it?
I like the fact that he called a spade by a spade. You know, basically, he just says, listen, we need to do this. And what I also liked was whenever he called for unity, the Democrats showed their true colors. And I believe that that spoke a million words in itself. Nothing else needs to be said. I'm sure that the Americans seen that, and they'll be able to view the Democrats in the upcoming elections.
Yeah, I think that was one of the most interesting things about watching it is Trump, and we got a clip we're going to play for you later in the show here, when Trump would have a line about something like, you know, hey, America's great, and or, you know, black people have seen massive economic growth, and then they would focus in on the black coalition all sitting together, and they were really angry about that. So I think, you know, when you juxtapose the cuts of the Congress, the Democrat congressmen and women in the audience in response, how they responded to the different lines of President Trump, I think that said everything in terms of division. And in terms of racism, even against their own people. I mean, this is the divide and conquer strategy of the Democrats is really coming unglued.
It really is. And also another positive thing is, you know how over here BBC and CNN is all what they call left, leaning left or leftist. I have seen so many of my UK friends who are coming over. They're starting to watch. Well, I kind of post InfoWars out there, and especially your show. But I've seen so many of them changing their attitude towards not hating Trump anymore and saying, wait a minute, let's give this guy a chance.
I mean, they voted for Brexit before we voted for Trump. They were already seeing the how globalism was not working out for them. They wanted more control over their own government. That is not racism. They simply wanted to be able to fish in their own waters without somebody in Brussels telling them whether they could do it or to what level they could do it.
That's exactly right. And also, because we are a business owner, not having all the red tape, in which President Trump has been able to do that for the United States, and people don't realize if you have that red tape like the EU makes us go through here, y'all would not be able to survive over there. And I really think that cutting all that red tape makes a big difference.
Yeah, you know, I've got an article here about what's coming up with Brexit, and I just interviewed a member of the European Parliament last week, and what she was saying was, look, they're proposing a situation here where they would allow Britain to essentially go through, I would call it a punishment phase, where they would still be subject to the rules of the European Union, but they would not have any say in those rules. It would still be subject to the courts, but they would be in this, they basically would be silenced for a period of 1 or 2 years. So they would have absolutely no representation in Europe after the European Parliament leaves, but they would still have them in Brexit. And that's something that Theresa the Appeaser may be, as other people have called her, seems to be approving. I mean, what the people that you know, how did they feel about the exiting strategy that is being pursued by Theresa May?
Well, David, I have been a Brexit person from the get-go. I'm on very several union UK union pages. I'm an admin for two of them, and the people are very angry about that because that's not what we voted for, and basically we voted to leave. And that's what, how we stand. And we're very frustrated with the whole shebang. We really are.
Yeah, yeah. They're dragging their feet. They drug their feet to even get started quite a bit. And now they're still dragging their feet. And now they're saying there's going to be a period of time where you would be basically taxed and regulated without any representation. I mean, that is the most amazing thing to me, if the British people stand for that. I was a very ardent supporter of Brexit. I was very excited about it. I saw it as a declaration of independence. And I'm always for government becoming more and more local. And that doesn't just mean nation states. I mean, I support Catalonia getting their independence from Spain. If they want to be independent, if they want to govern themselves, that's their right as human beings to decide that they want to govern themselves. So I'm always for that. But it's great. Thanks for calling us in Scotland. It's great talking to you. All right. And I can tell that you're not originally from Scotland. You're from somewhere in the United States. I would say the South.
I'm originally from Mesquite, Texas. That's where
all
I
right.
went to school at. So,
right.
But I wanted to say one more thing, then I'll hang up because I've been on hold for a little bit. I just want to say that you and Lionel make a fantastic pair. I try to catch you every week that y'all are on together. It's just that I've started a full-time job now, and so this being in the middle of the day, I don't get to catch you as often as I used to. But you two great together.
Well, thank you. And we do have a YouTube channel where we post the interviews. You can find that on Real News with David Knight. And so you can find that on the YouTube. In case you miss it, I'll just put that out there in the live broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us, Kelly. We're going to go to some other callers here in just a moment. Before we do, I want to talk about the way CBS News is reporting this versus the way CNN is reporting it in terms of audience approval. And if you still believe the polls or you think that they really mean anything, this is a good example for you. The same people who are saying that Trump absolutely had no chance whatsoever, CNN, are saying Trump gets the least positive reaction in at least 20 years. In at least 20 years. They say almost half of Americans who watched President Trump's first day of the union, 48%, said they had very positive impression of the speech, down from the 57% of speech watchers after Obama's first day of the union, according to a new CNN poll. And how did they get that view? Because it's very different from CBS. The Clinton CIA news network has a very different result from CBS. CBS said 75% of Americans who watched it approved of the speech. Only a quarter disapproved. They said 80% of Americans who watched it felt that the president was trying to unite the country rather than divide it. Two-thirds said the speech made them feel proud. And a third of them said it made them feel safer. Fewer said that the speech made them feel angry or scared. So they get just the opposite of CNN. And so as you look at the two articles and you start to go down, you realize how, if somebody is biased, they can rig this one way or the other. CNN says that 24% of Americans identified themselves as Republicans. But among those who watched tonight's address, that percentage was 42%. And so what CNN did to get their results, and of course, understand, this is deliberate if you don't adjust it for party preference, because people are coming into this speech with some baked-in ideas, especially the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans are going to like what he has to say. The Democrats aren't. You're fighting over those people in the middle, and we've never been more divided than this. But CNN comes in and says 7 points more in terms of Republicans in their poll. That's how they got their results, because they chose the people to participate in the poll. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Matt in Canton, Ohio. You're on the air. Another Matt. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to go back to our callers in just one second. And if you want to join the program, that number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. Before we go back to President Trump's State of the Union speech last night and your opinions about it and your phone calls, just want to remind you of what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And that's the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what keeps us independent. And we really do appreciate your support. And we've come up with a lot of new products just within the last couple of months. And most of those are still heavily discounted as part of their introduction. Carnivore and Floor Life are 33% off. We have the Real Red Pill and CellForce, both 50% off. And the newest one, Bod Ease, is 50% off. A great way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, and to also reduce joint inflammation. And I've talked about this in the past. It has been very effective for my wife and I. We got an early trial of the bodies, so we've been taking it for a while, and it has been very good for us. We got some joint issues going back to when my wife was pregnant. She's been bothered with that ever since, and that has been more effective than anything else that she's tried. So take a look at the new products that we have. And we really do appreciate your support, and that's one of the reasons why we drop these products down, especially when they're introduced. It gives you a chance to try them. And, of course, if you like the products, you can always sign up for AutoShip. That guarantees you a discount of 10% and that you will also not run out of those products. So you pick the number of product or what products you want, the quantity you want, and the time frame that you want that shipped in, the frequency you want it. And if you sign up for more than $50 as part of your recurring order, you get free shipping as well, because that helps us to adjust our inventory to know what is going to be coming up. So look at the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. I want to play one clip before we go back to our callers, and that was the clip that President Trump had about faith and family. And as several people have pointed out, Daily Caller said Trump put the focus on we over I. That is something that Obama repeatedly did. And even after people called him out on it, he repeatedly did it. And, you know, I had Scott Adams on, talked to him about the difference between Trump and Hillary Clinton. They said, just look at their slogans. What was Trump's slogan? Make America great. And so what he was talking about was, let's do something, let's construct and build America, not just the wall, but America itself. And then talking about America, the big we, okay? And Hillary's was, I'm with her. Totally focused on herself, just like Obama. And as I point out in this speech, President Trump used the word I 29 times in his speech, but he used we 129 times. And he used our 104 times. So he's got 200 times plus more times to use the collective, talking about we and our country, more than he did about himself. In contrast, remember when Obama gave a speech memorializing the Dallas police officers that were singled out and shot by BLM, Black Lives Matter type people? Okay. In that speech, where he was supposedly honoring the Dallas police officers who had been assassinated, he mentioned himself 45 times. So this is the big difference. But it's also a difference in what he sees as we. When Trump talks about we, he's talking about faith and family. He's talking about family. When the government, the Democrats talk about we, they're talking about Washington, D.C., they're talking about the bureaucracy. They're talking about government. And here's the way President Trump made that point last night in the speech.
Tonight, I want to talk about what kind of future we're going to have and what kind of a nation we're going to be. All of us together as one team, one people, and one American family can do anything. We all share the same home, the same heart, the same destiny, and the same great American flag.
Yeah, we'll get to what he has to say about the NFL later on. NFL doesn't like that flag. They've got their own symbols. And I'm not just talking about their mascots. I'm talking about their kneeling.
Together, we are rediscovering the American way. In America, we know that faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, are the center of American life. The motto is, right, in God we trust.
That's right. It's a very different we than the Democrats have sold us. Let's go to Don in Michigan. Don, did you see the speech last night?
Yes, I did. How you doing, David?
Doing good. Thanks for calling. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was great. And just real quick, a quick plug. Just one, everybody should go to InfoWars store. I've got Terror Storm, A Noble Lie, Obama Deception, Citizen 4, Police State Trilogy, Armageddon, Police State 4, and I just got the book True Story, Fake News. And my latest collection is Trump, The Art of the Insult.
That's right. You know, when you talk about those documentaries, I think that's a very important thing. We have those documentaries there, and a documentary allows us to give you the bigger picture in a way that it's difficult for us to do on a daily basis without becoming overly repetitive. And so it lets us lay out a story narrative over a period of time. And, it's a great way for people to get the big picture, to wake up and that sort of thing. And, you know, the news plays a vital part in that as well, because what we're doing is we're putting everything that's happening on a daily basis into that larger context. But those documentaries can give you the big context. That's a very important part of the puzzle that we really haven't talked about that much lately at InfoWars Store. That's the documentaries that you'll find there. Thanks for mentioning that, Don. Go ahead. What do you think about the speech?
You're absolutely right. One of my favorites is Endgame. Everybody should get that. I mean, that one goes back to space, and it's so true today. It'll make the hair on your neck stand up.
That's right. That's right.
But no, as far as the speech, it was typical. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they were obviously disgusting like they always are. I can't stand to look at her.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest thing that bothered me was they referred to it as the Black Caucus, correct?
I'm sorry, what was that?
The Black Caucus.
Yes.
When they were talking about the unemployment rate being so low, and they couldn't even stand up and applaud for that. It's like, what do you people want?
Oh, they don't want to see success. They don't want to see the unemployment rate drop because they are poverty pimps. That's a big part of their thing. They want to cast everybody as victims and oppressed people. And they don't want black people to succeed. They want to create a narrative that they can't succeed, and they can't succeed because of white people or some other group or system. And the only way that they can succeed is to put Democrats into government. And that really hasn't worked out well for them in the places where they have put the Democrats in government. It's done just the opposite for them.
Right. It's, make everybody a victim. And this is one quick text I sent out after the speech. I sent out, in the wake of the speech, I would ask every American through your current social media via Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, etc., to review the speech. And in this review, I would ask that that you watch, no matter black, white, red, yellow, or brown, the response of the people on the left side of the aisle on the situations that affect you directly. Did they stand or did they spit and scowl? Was it a response you would want? I find them disgusting. It amazes me.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And we should play that video right now. Thank you, Don. I had that set up on the side here with the Democrat reactions. Let's pull up video two, because in video video, you can see as President Trump would actually do that after the break. We've got about 30 seconds left, so there's not enough time to show this. When we come back, we're going to show that to you, and I'll narrate it for the people listening on the radio. But President Trump will deliver a line. And then you can see the camera panning through the congressional delegations, and you can see the looks on their faces as he's talking about mom, apple pie, and jobs. And they are so angry about that. It's absolutely amazing. Cory Booker's got one of the best expressions I've seen. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your calls. See what you thought about the State of the Union. CBS said 75 to 80% of the people loved it. CNN said it was horrible. It was the worst State of the Union in 20 years. Obama was so much better. And, of course, they picked the people to participate in their poll to get that kind of answer. That's exactly what you would expect from CNN. So we're going to go back to your phone calls here. But the last caller that we talked to said, you know, the thing that was really interesting was to look at the expressions of the Congress as Trump delivered these lines. And so we've got a video of that. But before we do that, I want to play for you Van Jones's reaction, because it was so typical of the left. Here's a CNN liberal commentator, Van Jones.
Let me just say, master salesperson, he used all of those stories really well. He was selling sweet-tasting candy with poison in it. What he said about those...
Even CNN people, laughs.
He implied, and he did it deliberately, that dreamers are gang members. And when you look at the numbers, facts matter. Facts matter.
Facts matter that some dreamers are gang members.
You want to know what the numbers
That's
are?
That's a fact.
You know
what the
Yeah, it is a fact. It is a fact. And you know what? If you care about the dreamers, then you would shut the borders and you would put in security measures first. Because when people come through the border illegally, guess what? Even if they're trying to escape MS-13 or other drug cartels, those cartels follow them right across the border. And if you look at where my wife grew up on Long Island, they've got more than 400 MS-13 gang members there. We can't send them home because we got to catch them red-handed in a crime. It's not enough that they've got MS-13 tattooed literally all over their face and that they're here illegally. No, we're going to educate them. We're going to put them in the schools. The schools are filled up with illegal aliens, foreign citizens, criminally trespassing, and even the ones who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing with gang tattoos on them, saying specifically which gang they're in. They can't be sent home until they do something. You know what they typically are doing right now? It's going to change. It's going to broaden this out from that demographic. But right now, the demographic that they're going after are Hispanic students. They're the ones feeling the brunt of this violence, just as they did in the countries that they fled. But they can't flee these people if you don't have a country to go to. And you don't have a country if you don't have borders. And so Van Jones thinks that it is poison wrapped in candy. And if you look at the expressions of these other Democrats here, it looks like they just swallowed some poison too, because the racial identity politics, the racism and the identity politics that these people have based their political party on is basically a poison pill for them politically. And so let's take a look at how they reacted to some of these lines that President Trump had, and then we'll go right back to your calls.
All Americans.
There's Nancy Pelosi. She looks like she just swallowed a poison pill.
African American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded.
Yay! Everybody applause for that, except for the Black Congressional Caucus. And they're not happy. They're not happy to see unemployment.
The individual mandate is now gone. Thank heaven.
Oh, they're silent. They don't like that. Bernie Sanders loves mandates, and so does Nancy Pelosi. Wait a minute. Mandates, that's what government's all about, right? No, it's not.
A single immigrant can bring in virtually unlimited numbers of distant relatives. Under our plan, we focus on the immediate family.
Oh, that really got them angry.
By limiting sponsorships to spouses and minor children.
You know what? If you got open borders, you got unlimited number of people coming in anyway. Just not going to legalize it. We should not be legalizing criminal trespassing.
One of my greatest priorities is to reduce the price of prescription drugs. It is also time to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure.
Can't get any agreement from the Democrats on that. They don't like that. They won't even applaud. Bernie. Okay, Bernie. All right. The field plug. He reluctantly does a couple of little hand claps there. Very, very light hand claps. Yeah, that's the Democrat tepid response at best. Even for infrastructure, it's hard for the Democrats to applaud. All right, let's go to Josh in South Carolina. Josh, did you see the State of the Union last night? What did you think?
Yes, I did, Mr. Knight. And since it's the first time speaking with you, I just wanted to say, long-time listener, and I have to say you're probably Alex's best hire, and having your own show was long overdue, so I'm grateful that you were patient enough while Alex put that together for you.
Well, and, thanks. Couldn't do it without listeners. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So I grade the State of the Union an A. And before I explain why it wasn't an A plus, I just want to say that, you know, I've been on the Trump train almost since the beginning, going into the debates. I was certainly a Rand Paul guy. But in hindsight, President Trump is the right man to do this job. Perhaps down the road, Rand Paul will get his turn. And,
yeah, I agree. I think he is the right guy at this juncture, because at this juncture, and let me just expand on that a little bit. You know, as we look at this, what has to be done right now is we've got to stop globalism and we've got to devolve it back to nationalism. And then after that, to continue to get our liberty back, then we have to start devolving power away from Washington. And I think Rand Paul is the right guy to start doing that. So I agree with you. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay. Fantastic. So when I see everyone running in one direction, I'm just, it's innate that I go in the opposite direction. So where everyone really applauded the dissident with the crutches, for me, I didn't see crutches. I saw sabers, and I didn't hear cheers. I heard hawks giving their war cry. And I don't know if down the road we're going to call it crutch rattling instead of saber rattling. But, you know, we have dissidents and we have communism in our own hemisphere. And yes, they're not threatening us with nuclear war, but they have in the past. And I believe it was called the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I'm not sure Trump is doing enough to eliminate communism in our own hemisphere before branching out and making the same mistakes past presidents have made.
Well, he's fighting the Democrats, so that's kind of really the most immediate threat of communism right there. And it is the tactics that they use. And I think our most effective fight against communism would be to shutter most of our universities, quite frankly, at least to stop giving them the massive amount of funding that we're doing, because they're also the ones who are pushing the open borders, because that's what is funding a lot of them. You look at what the governor in New York is doing. He's going to give free tuition to anybody that is here illegally. So they get preferential treatment to American citizens who have lived here for generations, or legal immigrants. The foreign citizens who are here criminally trespassing, they get preference. And that is reflective of what is being taught to these kids when they go through universities now, because they're being actively propagandized into socialism. That's why Bernie Sanders is so popular with millennials. That is really the threat. It really is an educational threat. But yeah, I do agree with you that, you know, we have immediate threats. I don't like to see empire, and I think we've got way too much empire. That was not something that really was on the was something that I expected Trump to fix, however. And so even though I criticize him on that, as I said, you know, this is a multi-step process. We're not going to fix all the problems in America or in the world in one administration. I think the first thing we have to do is we have to establish America. And I want to, my big complaint so far with President Trump would be accepting the premise that dreamers are somehow to be rewarded, and that we should hold border security hostage to amnesty and citizenship for dreamers.
And incidentally, you know, this is a little personal for me, because I actually took Tommy Cuomo up on his offer and moved from my hometown of Rochester, New York, along with my Cuban-born wife, and relocated here in South Carolina in Trey Gowdy's district to be closer to who I consider my people. Mm-hmm. And if I could touch on real quick, you know, since you are a student of history, Joe Kennedy III. Now, it's not, no surprise to me, because the Kennedys have always been authoritarian socialists, going back to Grandpa Joe, who was a Nazi sympathizer, and it doesn't get more authoritarian socialist than that.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And let's not forget how he made his money either, in America's first prohibition. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking calls, and that number is 888-201-2244, and we've had got several callers who've been holding for a while. Let's go to Josh in Oregon. Go ahead, Josh. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Did you see the State of the Union address?
I did, yes. I saw the State of the Union. I thought it was really good. I thought President Trump did a good job at seeming a little more refined and focused. I know a lot of people like to criticize the fact that he has these off-the-cuff remarks and says things that are a little bit politically incorrect. I felt like it was a very presidential speech, I guess you could say. But for sure, it's interesting that the Democrats seem to sit. I mean, did they have, like, super glue in their seat or something? It seemed like they were sitting for everything.
That's right. Yeah, they were literally stuck to their seat. Or they looked like they had just swallowed some poisoned candy. I can see why Van Jones would say that, because the expressions on Cory Booker's face and Nancy Pelosi's face looked like they just swallowed some poison or something very sour at the very least.
Oh, yeah, the look on Nancy Pelosi's face was pretty much classic. I mean, every time I would pan over to her, it looked like she was just, like, chewing on her tongue or, like, messing with her, dentures, looking all bug-eyed and crazy. But yeah, for sure. I have a couple points. Like, it was really interesting to me that the Black Caucus would sit, for the low unemployment rate for Black people in the United States. And I think it's because, and Millie Weaver said this yesterday, it was a good point, that it's probably because they think that Obama, it actually should be the one that gets the credit for this, just like Obama should be the one that gets the credit for, Trump destroying ISIS.
Yeah. Well, you know, the problem with that is that's really not, doesn't match up with reality. They want to give Obama credit for everything if they like Obama. But it has long been a policy, as I mentioned before, of the Democrats to not have the economy recover because they want people to be poor and dependent upon them. That's basically what socialists do. It's what Marxists do. And, you're not in Portland, are you? I say that you're in Oregon. Are you in Portland?
No. I'm in Grants Pass, little town.
Oh, good, Oregon. Good. All right, you're in God's country there. Well, in Portland, I'm sure you're not one of the people who would support this in Oregon, but they're saying they want to rename Jefferson High School because, you know, Jefferson's got to go. And let me tell you something. This is not an unusual thing, as this has spread from all these different monuments. They went from Confederates to Union soldiers, to Christopher Columbus, to Washington, to Jefferson. Jefferson is the guy that they really have to get rid of, because Jefferson was the one who told us that government was about instituting liberty. And you can't have somebody like that as the icon for your high school. So what you have to do is you have to go back into the past and you have to reinvent him as a white supremacist. And that's really pretty easy to do when somebody's not around to defend themselves. You know, they do that to us. If you oppose them, you're immediately just a racist. And I'm sure you've had people yell that at you instead of arguing over things that they disagree with you on policy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's interesting that people will take this sort of anachronistic view of history and look all the way back, you know, several hundred years and say that all these things are racist and stuff. When you can look at it, you don't have to go even 100 years ago to see the Democratic Party doing things like not voting for the Civil Rights Act and,
They skip over that. They skip over the Democrat Party's history. And if you bring that up, you're absolutely crazy about that, you know, and they skip over the Jim Crow laws and so forth. That part of it, they're not going to talk about.
Yeah, it's just an insane leap in logic. But I had a point about the immigration plan. So Trump's putting out this plan and he's saying that he wants to, give full citizenship, to, 1.8 million, dreamers. I think that this is probably him bluffing, knowing that the Democrats aren't going to take any deal, and then it'll make him seem like, well, he was going to be more soft on the Dreamers than even the Democrats were, and that they're putting...
Hang on, Josh. We got to take a quick break. I want you to finish your point. So if you can hold through the break, we'll come right back to you after the commercial. I'm David Knight, and we'll be right back with our callers. If you want to call in, the number is 888-201-2244.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking phone calls. People who want to talk about the State of the Union address, if you want to call in and join the program, that number is 888-201-2244. We were just talking to Josh in Oregon at the top of the hour, a short segment that we have at the top of the hour. I wanted to give him a chance to finish his point. Of course, he is in Oregon, where in Portland, they want to rename Jefferson High School anything other than Jefferson. Because, you know, you can go back and you can find something wrong in anybody's life. And they're saying that now they believe that he was a proponent of white supremacy, even though he said all men are created equal and they're endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights and so forth and so on. No, we don't want to talk about that. And one of the people there, teacher, said, well, I well understand the importance of the ideas of Thomas Jefferson. The ideas have played an important part in not only this country, but have really inspired people around the world. However, by the same token, the reprehensible behavior of the man, again, I don't think is a proper symbol for a high school. So I imagine they would be okay with Vladimir Lenin or Karl Marx or some other perfect icon. Be more perfect to their philosophy. I guess that whole thing about men and a creator and equality, you know, obviously he's a white privileged male when he's talking like that. So let's go back to Josh. Josh, you were just starting to talk about the immigration plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, he laid out the immigration plan, and he was saying he'd be willing to give citizenship 1.8 million, illegal immigrants, basically. And I do think that it's basically just a bluff, him throwing this deal on the table so the Democrats will reject it, and then he can say, look, I was going to do this for the Dreamers, and the Democrats care more about keeping the border open than actually doing something for the Dreamers. I just don't like the fact that we're playing politics with our border security at all. Like, we need to secure our border. It's not something that we should have to compromise on, really, in any way. But,
I agree. I've heard a lot of people in the conservative press because they don't want to say anything that is critical of President Trump. And look, I think President Trump can take the criticism. I think what he doesn't like is when people attack him personally and do ad hominem attacks. But if you want to talk about policy, I mean, he gets that's fair game. I think he takes that. But I want to say this. You know, when we talk about it, whether it is 1.8 million or whether it was the 0.8 million that was out there, to say that he's throwing this out there because he knows that the Democrats are going to reject this, or because it'll never pass because the Congress and the Senate are so divided, I said that at the very beginning, but I said, this is a very dangerous game that he's playing. And the danger that I see in it is that when you put out the idea that the Dreamers have a legitimate right to become citizens, that they are a part of us and so forth, and you make that part of the framework, and it has been part of the framework of going back to September when they started talking about this. President Trump, when he was running as a candidate, said that the people who are here illegally are going to have to go back home and get in line like everybody else. That's what we voted for. That's what has to happen. Because if you take especially the most hardline individual on immigration, and he reflected what the American people know needs to happen, if you take the most hardline individual, and if he goes soft on this and says, no, as part of the framework, we understand that they need to be here, and we're going to hold border security hostage to their pathway to citizenship, that's the wrong way to go. It sends a message to anyone, which we've been sending now for over 30 years with the, remember when we had under President Reagan, we had amnesty and then we were going to get border security? Well, we got the amnesty right away. We never got the border security. And so we have had people looking at this for the longest period of time, and they understand that the mentality here in America is that if the people get here, no matter how they get here, no matter how long they stay here illegally, regardless of whether they're on welfare, regardless of how much money they've gotten in free education, we don't have the backbone or the heart to send them home. And we don't respect our own laws. So why would we respect, why would they respect our laws? If we don't respect our borders and our laws, why would we expect foreign citizens to respect those laws? That's the problem that I have with it. And so even if this doesn't go through, I see this kind of talk going back and forth to be incredibly damaging because it is going to encourage illegal immigration. And believe me, they will get here because there's a lot to be had. If these people want to come in and they want to keep hearing all this stuff about America being a nation of immigrants, well, the immigrants who came here as colonists didn't have a welfare net. And that's been my problem with open borders all along. I don't like to see walls. I don't like to see ID cards. It's starting to look like a prison. And I don't want to see the war on the border go down the same path as the war on drugs. But by the same token, I said long before I'd ever heard of Cloward and Piven, you can't have a welfare state and open borders at the same time because it will destroy the nation. And of course, Cloward and Piven wrote a paper on that, and it's become the blueprint for the Democrat Party. What do you think, Josh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Democrats will talk all day about racism when it comes to low-skilled immigration. But, you know, they'll talk about white male privilege and all this garbage. But they'll never talk about Asian privilege, for example. You know, they'll say, oh, President Trump was talking about people from Norway. Well, they won't mention the fact that he was also talking about bringing in people from South Korea. So it's just this weird idea that we want to have a white nation or something like that. No, we just want merit-based immigration. We want immigration that makes sense. And we want to bring people into this country that are going to be productive and a benefit to society. I don't see how that's something anyone could disagree with.
Absolutely. And one of the things that hasn't gotten any press attention is the fact that the Department of Homeland Security, Nielsen, Secretary Nielsen, has said that they are now going to lift those restrictions that they put on the 11 countries that were identified by President Obama as being high-risk countries. And so we're going to focus on the individuals. To which I have to say, you know, you're going to have new security measures and you're going to focus on the individuals. And I'd say, exactly how are you going to do that? You have no idea who these people are. You don't even know if they're from that country. They could go to that country as an intermediate position. They don't know where these people are coming in from. They don't have any records for them. And unlike other countries, they don't require, and we're not requiring, that you have to show that you have a means of support, both for yourself and for your family that you bring in. I think if they want to come in, they basically need to show that they can support themselves. And if we're talking about political refugees, in most cases, these are situations where we have started regime change wars. So let's stop that, and let's help them in their country. If you want to help people, you can stop the wars, and you can help them in their country. You don't have to bring them here. They would prefer to be helped in their country as well. All right, I got a lot of people on the line, Josh. Thanks for calling. Great call. Let's go to Carrie in Arkansas. Go ahead, Carrie. You want to talk about Hillary Clinton?
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know a lot about Hillary. I've had a lot of friends that
we do too, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm in Conway with Larry Nichols.
Okay.
I could almost back up about everything he has said.
Wow.
And the big thing is the two boys on the track that were killed, the Clintons covered up. You guys so need to get Linda Ives on your show. I really wish you would. Because she knows a lot about their corruption. And, I mean, big time. And she's still trying to seek justice for her kid. You know, and I mean, the sick thing is they left his shoe and foot on the tracks. And, I mean, that's just horrible. The whole investigation was really bad. But last night, I tell you what, those Democrats is what I call them. Nancy, I think she had one of those green lozenges that Hillary had that she spit in the cup. there's your poison right there. You know, they acted like high schoolers that were pissed off because they didn't get a date for the prom, you know, for the dance, and they're all sitting there with no dates, you know? That's what they look like.
The Democrat Party is going bankrupt. I got an article here about how they're in all kinds of cash problems right now. And they were bankrupt before Hillary Clinton bailed them out with all the slush fund money from the Clinton Foundation. Now the Clintons are gone. They don't have the Clinton cash cows to support them. But their ideas are bankrupt. And their ideas will bankrupt America if they ever get a chance to do that again. Thank you so much for calling us, Carrie. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls. That number is 888-201-2244.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it, but boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The freedom to say goodbye, says a judge. I guess he never can say goodbye because this has been going on for quite some time. U.S. District Judge Catherine Forrest said there is a right to say goodbye. I hadn't seen that anywhere in the Constitution. I wasn't really aware of that, so I'll have to go back and reread it. I hadn't seen that. She said there is and there ought to be. Wait a minute. How can that be? There is or there ought to be. I think she's got her is and oughts confused. She thinks there ought to be a right to say goodbye. There isn't a right to say goodbye. And somebody should point out to the judge that her position is not to create law. Her position is to look to be a referee of the law. She said in a 7-page opinion that blocked the deportation of a convicted fraudster and an immigrants' rights activist, Ravidath Lawrence Ragber. He came to the U.S. legally in the 1990s, but was later convicted of bank fraud and then subject to deportation after his release. Because if they let people in legally and they show that they are criminals, then you can deport them. And you should be able. There ought to be a deportation of people like that. They said he ran the full course of immigration proceedings and he was given a final order of deportation, but he had his removal continually delayed for 9 years. That's right. He never can say goodbye. No, 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 no. So the Democrats can't say goodbye. In the meantime, he served at various times as executive director of the George Soros funded New Sanctuary Coalition of New York City. And a steering committee member of the New York State Interfaith Network for Immigration Reform and a chairman of the board of Families for Freedom. This fraudster puts himself in with families and interfaith network and so forth, and a director of a George Soros funded sanctuary coalition in New York City. And we just can't get rid of him. Because he has a right to say goodbye. And no matter how long it takes him to say goodbye, this is a so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. This has been going on now for 9 years. 9 years. That's from Breitbart. Another article from Breitbart says in their poll, Americans support zero immigration more than they support the current legal immigration levels. They would ask people, well, you know, what do you want to see? You want to see zero legal immigration? You want to see 1 to 250,000? Do you want to see, and they give them different brackets. Well, right now, we're taking in about 1.5 million. The majority of people were saying the right number is probably between 1 and 250,000. So about 1/6 of what we are currently taking in, max. 1/6 max of what we're currently taking in. But a lot of people want to see zero legal immigrants. That got more votes than the current level that we have right now of 1.5 million. And so when we look at, and was just talking earlier, to an individual, and we hear the talking points from the talk show hosts saying, well, you know, Trump is just playing this game with them. saying that he wants a pathway to citizenship for these people, but he doesn't mean it. I think a lot of people are looking at this, and the Democrats are saying, look, he's holding our dreamers hostage to security. I say he's holding our security hostage to the dreamers. And when he tweeted out, he said, well, we've got two reasons here. He says in his tweet, I've offered DACA a wonderful deal. He has. He doubled, he said, the number of recipients and gave them a pathway to citizenship for two reasons. Number one, because Republicans want to fix a long-time terrible problem. A key thing that a leader has to see, that American people have to see, is that the leader understands, whether they've got the right fix or not, they have to understand what the problem is. The problem is continually sending the message to people anywhere in the world that if you come here illegally, you can stay here illegally, and we'll eventually give you the right to vote. That's the problem. That's the biggest problem. That's a bigger problem than building the wall, quite frankly. The messages that we've been sending to people in foreign countries to come here, stay here illegally, and we'll put you in there. And then the second thing he said was to show Democrats don't want to solve DACA, they only want to use it. Well, that's what the Republican apologists are saying for this policy. And I don't agree with it. Whether you bring in 1.8 million or 0.8 million, which is where they were originally, or you bring in eight. They have to abide by the law. We have to believe that the law is important. That's why it is important to lock up Hillary. That's why it's important to lock up Comey and people like Andrew McCabe when they commit crimes. Because we can't have one set of rules and laws for one group of people and another one for another group of people. And we see that everywhere. Just as I was talking about, Andrew Cuomo wants to give free tuition to illegals who are here, but not for the Americans and the legal immigrants. No, you don't have two different standards. You don't give in-state tuition levels to illegals to go to any state that they want to, whereas American citizens or legal immigrants can only get in-state tuition where their parents have been living for a long time and paying taxes or whatever. This is just wrong. It's a double standard, and it is destroying America. But I want to go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Amy in Minnesota. Thank you for holding, Amy.
Hi, David. First, I want to say your show is by far my favorite for real news.
Well, thank you.
And I listened to the speech, and mostly I liked it. But the clip you played, like when he said he wants to lower the cost of pharmaceuticals, you know, he wants to completely kill the illegal drug trade, but I wish he would have addressed all the people that are dying from legal
Yeah, like opioids. Yeah. We don't necessarily, I mean, you know, you talk about the price of stuff. I think we need to start treating these drug issues. But what he was talking about was prescription drugs that you can legally buy in Canada at a fraction of what they cost here in the United States because big pharmaceutical companies have artificially inflated the prices. And that's kind of a separate issue from the opioid epidemic. I mean, I've got an article here about West Virginia getting like 20 million, city in West Virginia. They have 2,000 residents and they got 20 million opioids, sent there through a couple of different, drug stores. I mean, you know, that type of thing is going on. But I understand, I'm not a big fan of pharmaceutical drugs, but if somebody needs them, they shouldn't be price gouged by big pharmaceutical companies. It shouldn't cost many, many times more than it does to even import them from Canada. I think that's what he was talking
about. Right. And then I was also thinking that I think if the Democrats had their way, they'd give free college educations to all the dreamers. Well, the rest of us have kids with, you know, $50,000 to $100,000 worth of interest and crude debt
that they can't get rid of.
Yeah, that they
declare bankruptcy and get rid of that.
Right. And the idea of giving, you know, other people free college education without including, you know, our children, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
That's right. And I don't like to pay for the education of people who come here to this country specifically to get it. These wealthy Chinese individuals paying $40,000 to $80,000 so they can come here and have an anchor baby. They're being sold at, hey, look, you get 13 years of free schooling and you get discounts on college. And then in your retirement, they can bring you in because they're the anchor baby. And there's a long chain to bring in anybody who has an anchor baby. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life.
Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls. And I want to had several people holding for a long time. Let's go to Julie in Nebraska. Julie, thank you for holding.
Hello, Julie. Hello, Mr. Knight.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Knight. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you for holding.
Yes. I wanted to call and let you know I am, number one, a Christian and a believer, and I thank you for your testimony on your show. It's so refreshing. but I'm also a white woman, a lesbian.
I don't try to force my religion on people, but, you know, you have to understand that what people think about God, about man, about religion, really kind of defines where they're coming from. And so if you're going to be honest with people, that's going to come out. Just like, the whole idea when we tell people, well, you know, I don't really have any opinion on this or that, and I'm completely objective in news. That is the ultimate fake news. When you have people tell you that they are completely objective, the very things that they choose to report on. I mean, people understand that Matt Drudge is a conservative. He's a Republican or a libertarian, whatever. They understand that because of what he finds to be interesting. And so the very things that you choose to talk about will show where you're coming from, if they're honest with people. And then if they're not honest with themselves or with other people, then they will also tell you that what they think or what they believe absolutely doesn't enter into their commentary or the way that they report, quote unquote, the facts. But it always does. So I really can't escape that.
No, and I understand it. I happen to be a lesbian living in the Midwest here in Omaha, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a Thomas Jefferson graduate, by the way. But
there you go. Nothing to apologize there for.
I know. I'm a very supportive InfoWars truth seeker, and I love your show.
Thank you.
I love Caveman too, and I just wanted to thank you. I kind of feel like I'm infiltrating the enemy camp anytime I'm around my family or social friends, because most of them are Democrat, gay mm-hmm. lesbians. So I do feel like I'm infiltrating, but in a good way, because I am dropping the seeds of truth. And secondly, I wanted to say that The speech last night, Trump's speech, was so awesome, so moving, so inspirational. And it hit me personally because I started a reentry business for inmates back in 2008 of vocation rehab, trade, and job skills development connected to employment, which is a great business plan. But I don't know if it just didn't take off here because, you know, Buffett kind of runs this town. And, he's a Clinton supporter, and I don't think.
And as you can see, they don't really want to fix the unemployment problem. That really kind of got them upset. That was a sore point.
Oh, it was. It just made my stomach turn last night.
Yeah.
Watching all those Democrats sit there. I mean,
yeah, that was one of the most amazing things. They cannot applaud for the fact that more black people have jobs. They don't like that. That's they're poverty pimps. Yeah.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I ran a small gang prevention group program here, and I know what the gangs are all about here in mm-hmm. Omaha. And let me tell you, there is very little support for those people, those politicians that say they support these people, because they just don't.
That's right. That's right. It's the same sort of thing we see with the drug war. It's gone on for so long now that if anybody was really honest about fixing these problems, they would realize that our addiction rates are as high or higher, most cases, than they've ever been before. And what we have lost is the rule of law. We have seen a massive destruction of individual liberty. We've seen our prisons filling up. And so, you know, sometimes you have to look at something and say, hey, a different approach would work better, or at least let's try it to see if it would work better. Instead, though, you have people who have a vested financial interest, the people who have the private prisons or the law enforcement that is making money hand over fist by stealing people's private property without even charging them with a crime, let alone convicting them of a crime. So they are complicit in that. And in the same way, the Democrats are complicit in this war on poverty, because it isn't really a war on poverty. What it is an excuse to get people to vote for them. As I said, you know, they don't want to see people succeed. They don't want to see poverty go away. And they don't want it, just like they don't want to see the war on drugs go away. It's very lucrative for a lot of people in government and a lot of people with private businesses that profit off of that.
Yes, I'm a licensed alcohol drug counselor also. Worked in the correctional institutions for over 10 years. Here in Nebraska. And I've seen it. That's why in 2008 I started a reentry program to help the inmates coming out, because of just what you're saying. And the lack of support, I just don't understand it. I don't understand why the Democrats are saying, you know, they need help and the addiction and we need voc rehab and trade, job skills development. And, they just don't go anywhere with it.
That's
they
right.
just don't.
That's right. That's right. It works for them. It works for them. Well, thank you, Julie. And, let's go to Sean in Ohio. We still got a couple of minutes and we can hold you over if, we would need to. Go ahead, Sean.
Mr. Knight, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thank you for calling.
I've got lots of opinions. I've got so much to say. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. The main thing, you know, I watched the speech last night, at least most of it. I had a sick dog that had to go in for surgery last night, so I was dealing with that too.
Mm.
But, the way,
so what'd you think in general?
The Democrats and the Republicans, I mean, the way they are so divided.
Yes.
I mean, these people are supposed to be representing us, regardless of what their beliefs are. They're supposed to be coming together to try to help the people. That is why we put them in there.
Right.
And they're not accomplishing anything. I mean, Trump, he's doing better than I thought he would do. That's for sure. You know, I voted for him because of the economy. I knew the guy knows how to make money. And that's what he's doing. He's helping the economy out, which is great.
Let me ask you, do you agree with Chuck Schumer? Do you think, Sean, that that the Republicans are going to rue the day that they cut taxes?
we haven't
seen it yet, right? We haven't seen it because it everything was delayed right up until the very end of the year. And then the IRS had to come back after Christmas vacations and so forth and come up with tax tables and things to send to the accountants. And then they had to put it into their systems and everything. So at the earliest we're going to see it is going to be about the middle of February. Most people think it's really going to be March. And President Trump said next month you're going to see something with that. But I think when you start seeing now, the only caveat with all this, and some people have mentioned it, is that, you know, the mandate on Obamacare has gone away. But if your employer decides that they're going to do Obamacare, whatever, you may see your paycheck tax cut mostly eaten up by Obamacare increases. That's, I think, one of the reasons why he went for Obamacare first. But other than that, I mean, do you think that that's really going to work out for you? Or do you think, do you agree with the Democrats that that's just a rich man's tax cut?
Since Trump has been elected, I'm a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as a matter of fact, I'm on my way.
Oh, you're very busy.
I just drove a 650-mile night last night.
Wow.
But since he's gotten in the office, I've gotten a $3-an-hour raise.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's working out. It's working out great.
That's right.
But,
that's right. That's
you know,
good.
I mean, for some people, it's going to work. For some people, it's not.
Well, I'm glad to hear that things are going good for you. I mean, you know, the one thing I'm concerned about for people who are in the transportation industry like you is that the real threat that is coming down the road, and nobody's talking about this really much yet, is, of course, the self-driving trucks and the their concern to try to take your job out of there to reduce costs. I think it's the artificial intelligence, the applied artificial intelligence, not general artificial intelligence, but applied artificial intelligence, applied AI and self-driving trucks and things like that. That is, I think, the biggest threat to the middle class. And I don't see anybody talking about that in either party at this point. Thanks, Sean. If you want to hold, we'll let you hold through the break. We'll be right back with more calls. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking your phone calls. I want to get people's opinions who had seen the State of the Union address last night, because we've got the celebrities offering their opinions, and they admit they didn't watch it. They already had their minds made up, and so did the Democrats. And so we've been taking your phone calls. We'll take some more of those if you want to join the program. The number is 888-201-2244. Real quickly, before we go back to Sean in Ohio, because I wanted to get his comments. As a truck driver who has been working very hard, of course, the economy has picked up, and a lot of the economy has not been bricks and mortars, but a lot of deliveries. And, of course, even if it is bricks and mortar, they got to get the products to those stores. So he's been very busy. He said he's gotten a $3 an hour raise since President Trump was elected. But I wanted to talk to him about what's coming down the road. And that is the automated trucks that are threatening his job, but not just his job. It's not just one industry. This is something that's going to affect all different industries, and it's not going to be just one strata of each of these industries. It's going to affect people from the bottom to the top in these various industries. It's going to be very, very disrupting, and it's coming at us really quickly, that those headlights down there in the tunnel. We better figure out what that is real quickly and how to deal with it. But before we get back to Sean, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, because that, of course, is how we fund this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we have some massive discounts on some of our newest products. Cellforce and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. Carnivore and Floral Life, 33% off. And Alexa Pure Breeze, that's our air filter system, air filtration and purification system, that is $50 off. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a product that we have in our household, and that is something that I really, really like. It does a great job of purifying and cleansing the air. This is not something that is an air freshener, like a perfume or something that you'd spray out of a can. No, it actually removes the contaminants, the odors out of the air, and it does it silently. And it's an attractive piece of equipment, and it's always kind of entertaining to see when it senses something and starts, kicks it up in gear. It'll turn itself off, and then it'll turn itself on and clean things. If it sees a little bit of something, if it gets a little bit more intense, it'll change color from blue to purple. And then if it's something that's really intense, like you just say you just burn something in the kitchen, it turns on red and takes that out. So that's something that we really like in my family. And our newest product, Bod Ease, a great way to fight against toxins, to support your liver, and to also help you to fight inflammation. And that is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Sean in Ohio. And Sean, well, I heard that you were a truck driver, and I know that the trucking industry, transportation industry is really cooking right now because of the economy. But how do you feel and how do those that you work with feel about these autonomous cars that are being pushed so hard by people like Elon Musk?
Well, I'm kind of a control freak, so I like having control. Like, I won't even drive an automatic truck. I still drive the standard truck.
Man after my own heart. Yeah, I find I'm a much better driver.
Watch your show.
I'm a much better driver the more control I have to do with my car. I'm a much better driver when I'm driving a stick than I am when I'm driving an automatic. And the more they take things away from me, the more I start to just get lulled to sleep. And I think that that's maybe part of the issue. They want you to be a worse driver so they can make an argument to replace us as humans.
Well, believe me, there's a lot of bad truck drivers out there that make it easy for them. Yeah. I was driving down the highway. I've seen four trucks off the side of the road in the ditch.
Just driving
on the Ohio Turnpike. So, I mean, there's, you know, it's a tough job. You work a lot of hours. You know, it's hard, you know, especially when you've been doing it for a long time. Hard to stay focused. It is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
but
I understand.
As far as these automated trucks, I can see maybe them driving down the highway. I think they'll still need truck drivers because, you know, those trucks aren't going to be able to maneuver the way a person would.
Yeah, for a while they'll have you doing the last bit of it. Sorry, go ahead.
You got to get into a lot of tight spots, and, you know, there's some difficult angles you got to get into. I don't see a computer doing, I mean, technology, you know, who knows, but I don't like it. It takes away truck driving. You know, it's a good industry. You make decent money doing it. And I hate to
Well, I just have a lot of problems like
jobs.
I have a lot of problems like a lot of people. You know, when you look at some of the things they're talking about doing, platooning, taking a lot of these trucks and having them tailgating each other, you know, drafting to save fuel. And then they'll be able to pass along the information of what the one in front sees. And they'll be moving along like a block. And then that presents problems for human drivers who are driving cars. Because how do you get around that block? If I've got a if I've got to get off at an exit, what am I going to do? Am I going to slam on the brakes if they're in the right-hand lane, I'm in the left-hand lane, or am I going to try to pass them by accelerating? I mean, there's a lot of issues that are there. And, when you look at the different modes.
There aren't going to be any human drivers anyway.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. And so what the bottom line is that it takes away our independence to earn a living, and it takes away our freedom to travel. And that is why they are pushing this so hard against the wishes of the people. They are going to work together to remove any obstacles that they can, because that is part of the overall control that they have for us. But, I just wanted to get your comments on that. Well, good luck to you. And, we all need to be paying attention to, what they have planned for us with smart cities, with Agenda 21, the 2030 agenda, so forth. That's where this is all coming together. And as I point out, the backbone for all this stuff, as I've been talking about the last couple of days, the backbone for all this is 5G technology. Ford doesn't even talk about itself as being a car company anymore. They are a mobility company. And if you look at what they have been saying in the last couple of weeks, they see themselves now more as a computer and an information company and partnering with cities as public transportation. That's unfortunately where these people are going. I think there's still a way back from that, but it's going to require that we devolve power away from Washington. Your comments, John? Go ahead.
Yeah, hopefully it's a long ways off. You know, hopefully it's long after my grandchildren are gone. But
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
This is part of the reason Democrats need to get their stuff together. I mean, regardless, I'm really not a party kind of guy. I'm, you know, kind of neutral. I lean more conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
you know, it's bad enough it's only a two-party system. But if these Democrats, I mean, I don't know what's in this memo that's coming out and all that, but I mean, they're screwing themselves, and
that's
the Republicans
right.
are going to take over. And that, yeah, okay, that's fine and dandy for Republicans, but what happens when they get all the power? It goes to their head.
Well, what we've seen is that they simply want to play. That's right. We've seen that they simply want to play identity politics and political intrigue, and they're really not interested. If they were interested in the plights of individuals, as they claim to be, then they would be paying attention to these UN agendas, except that they're part of the parties that are selling this as well. Thanks, John. I'm going to go on to some other cards.
It's sad because there are some good Democrats out there that believe in the Second Amendment and all that.
That's right.
I mean, even in my district, I got Tim Ryan. You know, I don't agree with his politics, but he's a good guy. I know people that know him. I've met him myself. He's a good guy. And, you know, we need more people like that, you know, to keep the balance.
I mean,
it'd be nice if, you know, they'd let independents get in these debates and all that, because, I mean, we need the best guy. And if we only got two choices, that limits our options.
I agree. I think two-party system is not a good idea.
I would support these Democrats. I'm sure there aren't any listening. But, you know, if there are any Democrats listening, you guys need to get your stuff together, get rid of those bad apples, you know, because...
Well, we got enough bad apples to get rid of in the Republican Party. Yeah, we got enough bad apples to get rid of in the Republican Party. And I think we're really going to have to pay attention in the primaries to make sure that we've got a good choice. You know, we've only got two choices. We better make sure that at least one of those is good. Thanks, Sean. You know, when you talked about the fact, and this is something I think, you know, we all look at this and we say, well, you know, hopefully this nightmare scenario of being locked in cities and they have a complete control grid imposed on us, on our communications, on our travel and so forth. Hopefully that's not going to happen to me or maybe even my kids, maybe my grandkids. I don't know. You know, we look at that and I think it may be coming a lot faster than any of us believe, number one. Number two, let's go back to the Bible and history. Remember when the prophet came to, I think it's Hezekiah, and says, you know what, you showed the Babylonians all this stuff that you got, and they're going to take it from you. And he goes, but it won't be you. It'll be your children or your grandchildren or something like that. And he goes, oh, that's good. That's good. That's good news. Not going to be me. Let's not be that guy. Let's make sure that these foreign invaders don't take it from our children or our grandchildren. We'll be right back.
Deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Making Sense Common Again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to callers who watched the State of the Union last night. We've got a lot of celebrities giving their opinion and admitting that they didn't watch it. We'll talk about that in a moment. And we'll talk about some of the reactions, some more of the reactions of the Democrats there, especially Luis Gutierrez, who stormed out of the State of the Union. We'll play that for you. And I think the best clip out of the State of the Union was the hot mic clip from President Trump talking about the memo. So we're going to get to all of that as well as your calls. But let's go to Brad in Louisiana. Brad's been holding for a while now. Welcome, Brad. Thank you for holding.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning. Good to talk to you again. Let's stick with the Bible just for a second. As Saul was going mad, God decided to choose a man who primarily his virtues were a good shepherd, brave, tactician, nationalist. David, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the address last night, what we saw are those same qualities in a man. I'm not saying that he's talking about kings or things like that, but his knowledge of the workings of the governmental machine and the global relationships and the love for self-governments that government that's embraced by the founders and true Americans is profound and exquisitely presidential. It's yeah. unbelievable how That's right. anyone in their right mind could think that this man sits down and watches television for 6 or 7 hours a day and does nothing but scratch and sniff must be absolutely insane.
Or just sit there in his bed eating McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah, right, whatever. Right. Well, you know what? McDonald's probably just got a big boost in sales last night.
Yeah, product placement. You know, I have to send a check to Michael Wolff for that product placement. But you know, if he can do all that and still run rings around the Democrats, what does it say about them?
He'd
be sitting there eating candy bars and watching television. Sorry, go ahead.
What does it say about the people who vote for those people?
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's bottom line. They didn't put themselves in office. People actually voted for these arrested development fried brains.
Yeah.
And it's just unbelievable to me. Donald Trump made the Obama presidency a non-event. He showed that this guy is a Muslim apologist. And I want to just clarify something that's been brought up, too. You know, when he was talking about bringing in the migrants, with his plan, his 12-year plan, it wasn't just, okay, come here 12 years and boom, you're an American. They have to, first of all, get a skilled occupation, be employable. They have to be of moral character, proven. And they have to love America. When have you heard that before?
That's right.
Back in the 1930s, 40s, 20s?
That's right, yeah. I would just like to see that there is no hint that we're going to go soft or that we're going to reward people for basically squatting on U.S. territory illegally, because these are foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing. And so I'm a real hardliner when it comes to that kind of stuff. I don't have any sympathy for it, and I don't want to send the wrong message to other people. I think that's going to enable immigration more than anything else. But, you know, going back to what you were talking about in terms of character, even the people who disagree with them and pick nits on President Trump, you know, and they've had Franklin Graham on, I've seen a couple of interviews with him where they were trying to say, how could you possibly support somebody like this? And as many Christians have pointed out on our programs before, God used Cyrus, king of Babylon, to do things for his people. You don't have to be a perfect person to be used by God, because none of us are perfect. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You found it. It's the real news. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking phone calls from people who've watched the State of the Union. And I want to, we're also going to play a clip that we haven't played yet. President Trump on a hot mic talking about the memo and also what the Democrats and the FBI are saying about the memo. But first, let's talk about some of the people who didn't watch it. Some of the celebrities who are slamming the State of the Union but did not watch it. Now you got Michael Keaton saying, I already know the State of the Union ain't good. Was pretty damn good a year and a half ago, though. So he's not going to watch it. And then Michael Moore says, hashtag, I'm not watching. So they got a hashtag where they can all get in their Twitter bubble and talk to each other and pat each other on the back for not watching the State of the Union. And then hashtag you lie, hashtag this is not us. To which I would say, well, Michael Moore, we're not watching you either. Hashtag Michael Moore, you lie. And you are not us. We don't watch you. We don't listen to you. We could care less, really, what you think. I mean, Michael Moore is not even a celebrity. He doesn't even have movies that people want to see. I mean, he did, what, one snarky documentary with Roger and me, talking about the CEO of GM. That got him some attention. People got very tired of Michael Moore very quickly. And he's basically a non-celebrity, a has-been wannabe. So why do we even care about this? But, of course, ABC is also melting down, calling it divisive, gloomy, a sad speech, did nothing to unify the country. Instead, it stoked racial tensions. White House correspondent Jonathan Carl said Trump, quote, did not unify the chamber. Did not unify the chamber. And I've been playing for you the clips, and we've been talking about it. That's one of the things I think that stuck out more than anything with the callers who've called in. The fact that President Trump would say unemployment has dropped significantly in with black Americans. And then you see the Democrat black caucus sitting there with their hands folded and looking very angry about that. How are we supposed to unify? I mean, can't we unify to say we're going to do the right thing for Americans? We're going to do the right thing for African Americans? No, they don't want to unify over that. They want to divide. They want to divide African Americans from everybody else. They want to control African Americans. They want African Americans to think that their only hope is the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party are the ones who did not unify within that chamber. Not even for the people that they say they care the most about. Jonathan Carl said, I've never seen anything like it. Democrats were basically running for the exits. No, they were literally running for the exits. Let's take a look at that clip from Luis Gutierrez, who literally ran for the exits. Here's the clip.
And freedom stands tall over one more monument. This one, this Capitol, this living monument. Monument to the American people.
And now you'll see him. He's going to run for the exit. I think the clip we've got. There he is, right there in the red circle. He's running, and he's got his friends and the Democrat Party who are patting him on the back for that. And as he went out, he was saying, afterwards, he said, I was hoping to get through my life without having to witness an outwardly, explicitly racist American president, but my luck ran out. And I just have to say, when he wants to talk about this being explicitly racist, do you project much, Mr. Gutierrez? Because, you know, the thing we have to understand is that when people have absolutely nothing to say except about racism and race and how bad white people are and so forth, they're projecting their racism. That's their racism. Anybody that can't see anything other than race, everything to them is about race, that is by very definition a racist. And so the Democrat Party has become a racist party. I take that back. It has always been a racist party in the last 20th and the 20th century. They have gone from Jim Crow laws now to it's not okay to be white. They are still about racial politics. Always have been. That's all they see. And they play that race card to win elections. So, you know, if all you want to see, Mr. Gutierrez, is racism, just like your fellow Democrats, that basically tells us that you are a racist. All right, let's go to Cassandra in Tucson. Thank you for holding, Cassandra.
Hi, David. How are you doing this beautiful morning?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
Good. I have a couple of points that I just wanted to make. First of all, I really enjoyed President Trump's speech last night. I just thought that, you know, he makes it easy to be proud to be American again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's really behind the people. He pretty much addressed every branch of the government, and he lifted up people as heroes, you know, as people who overcame different things and just gave from their heart.
That's right. That's right. And you see that in the speech where instead of using I, so I mean, he's used I 29 times, but he talked about we 129 times. And the 104 times he talked about our. It's about the country. It's about America. It's not simply about him like it was with Obama and with Hillary saying, I'm with her. You know, in other words, you're with me. No, we're not. You should be behind us and supporting us and following our agenda and improving the economy and improving the liberty of individual Americans. But that's not the way the Democrats have been operating.
No. And, I was a Democrat. I voted for Obama. And then when Trump came around, I was like, you know what? This guy's really different. And now I'm a libertarian. But that's a side point. I wanted to address a couple of things about Arizona. And when he addressed the wall being built, you know, we really do need to protect this state and the state of our union from, it's just not Mexicans, because I have friends who are illegal aliens and they've been here for 20 years. They don't know what to do, you know? And so I understand they're in a predicament. But there's no better time to start doing the right thing than today.
I agree with you. And if you don't have borders that are patrolled or have obstacles to people coming in and uncontrolled numbers, not only do you have an invasion, but you've also got a situation where the criminal elements, as we've seen, I've mentioned many times in Long Island, where my wife grew up, they've got 400 MS-13 gang members there. And who are they victimizing at this point? They're victimizing other Hispanics. For the most part, they came here illegally as well in the schools. And so they're young and they're illegal, but we're supposed to give them a pass and not and pretend not to notice.
Well, the sex slavery is something that people don't really talk about. But that's really how people are getting across and being sold into these demonic, you know, areas where the elites are taking advantage of them. And they don't want the wall because that cuts down on their, I guess, whatever they would want to call it, sacrifices or anything like that. So that really screws them up. And I'm enjoying just watching all the Democrats squirm, because as soon as Hillary took over Bernie, I was just so disgusted with the Democratic Party. And I was like, you know what? I can always say that I was awake, but I can say at least this time, you know, everything that they've been doing is coming to the surface, and it's disgusting.
That's right. And that's right. This corruption is bubbling up, and it's being exposed. I mean, it isn't just automatically surfacing. That's one of the things that, you know, Trump has been cutting taxes. He's been cutting regulations. And I think what we're really going to see this next year, I think 2018, hopefully, is going to be the exposure of corruption. And I hope we cut it out, and we cut it out by having some severe penalties for the people who are engaged in it. It's not going to be enough just to take away the pension of people who have committed crimes like this. We can't let people like Hillary Clinton, who violated national security, get a pass just because she's at the top and has the most classified information. There needs to be a penalty going to jail. And people who have violated the laws, even if they are powerful people, and I would say not even if, but especially if they have been entrusted with the most secure information, if they are the ones who are running the country, they ought to be the ones who go to prison first, not the people who take a couple of pictures of their bunk in a submarine. That's the absurdity. That guy needs to be pardoned, and Hillary Clinton needs to be jailed. Thank you so much, Cassandra. Stay with us. We'll be right back. If you want to join the program, you can call. That number is 888-201-2244. If you want to be a part of the broadcast, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Taking phone calls. If you want to join the program, it's 888-201-2244. We're going to go right back to the callers here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the products that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of our newest products are discounted from 33 to 50%. We have Carnivore and Floor Life at 33% off, The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, and our newest product, Bod Ease, to help you fight against toxins, to support your liver, also to help you fight inflammation of joints. Bod Ease is also 50% off, along with Cell Force and The Real Red Pill. And we have Alexa Pure Breeze back in stock at $50 off. Not 50%, but $50 off. Big savings on a great way to purify your air, especially this time of year when you're trying to keep everything locked up tightly for heating purposes and so forth. It's a great way to purify your air silently, and it's a very attractive piece, actually, kind of an entertaining thing to watch it go through its paces, changing colors as it senses contaminants in the room. And you can find other products that we have available at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. All right, before we go back to our callers here, real quickly, you know, we have, I think, the best clip of the night is the hot mic clip that we got from President Trump. And I'll just go ahead and play it for you and let you hear what was said. So here's that clip.
Great speaker. Let's release the number. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. 100%. Can you imagine that?
Yes, sir.
Last year, he'd be too angry.
How you doing?
How's it going?
All right, and if you couldn't hear that, he said as he's walking down the aisle after the speech, and he's shaking hands with individuals. One of the congressmen there says, Jeff Duncan, Republican of South Carolina, said, release the memo. And as he's shaking his hand, and President Trump said, don't worry about it. It's 100%. 100%. And absolutely it is. And this is what's causing, you want to see some Democrats that look like they've swallowed a poison pill. And this may be the poison pill for the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi, yesterday, was breaking down that we have a article and a clip from Jamie White at InfoWars.com. Pelosi melts down over hashtag release the memo on CNN. And she's talking to Cuomo and she says, they've made up a memo. It isn't even true. She said, they're lying to the American people. Now, this is Monday night, the night before, President Trump said, no, it's going to happen. So Cuomo said, well, you know, FBI Director Christopher Wray read the memo. And he could have pushed back against its release because here, if we go back and look at the time sequence, he was called down to Capitol Hill by some of the congressmen who had put together the memo, circulated it, and said, we'd like for you to take a look at this and tell us if you see anything factually incorrect. He said, well, I'm going to have to take it back and have my people take a look at it. And the next day, Andrew McCabe resigned, at least kind of, sort of. He says, well, I'm just going to take vacation days until I retire. Well, let's send him to Club Fed for his retirement. Because if some of the stuff that has already been leaked out about him telling agents to falsify their forms after they've interviewed people is true, he needs to be sent to a penitentiary. And we need to make that an example of him, just like we need to make an example out of Hillary Clinton if we're ever going to stop the corruption that has become endemic in Washington, D.C. Now, Cuomo said, Ray, who was recently selected by President Trump, he got the memo. He could have come out and said, this is reckless. Don't release it. And Nancy Pelosi snaps back, with all due respect, you really don't know what you're talking about right now. So, yeah. Well, it turns out that a couple of senior FBI officials who have now reviewed the document and gone on record telling Fox News that they could not point to any factual inaccuracies. Not any factual inaccuracies. And so now we got a second memo that has emerged. A day after the FISA memo vote, after they voted to release the memo, and they've sent it to President Trump for him to take a look at it. That's why they were saying, you know, release the memo, because it's 100% it's going to happen. And the interesting thing about this is the characters that are involved. First of all, this was released by this information about a second memo, trying to take back the narrative. The Democrats are so desperate with this. A controversial Democratic operative, considered to be a Clinton hatchet man, says Zero Hedge, wrote a second anti-Trump memo that was presented to the FBI in October 2016 by Christopher Steele, the guy who wrote the dirty dossier, the fictional, the filthy fiction that he had. The second dossier, they say, was authored by Cody Shearer, a former journalist and a political activist for the Clinton White House in the 1990s. And according to The Guardian, it confirms Steele's claim that Trump was compromised by Russian intelligence in 2013. I would say that if you got a memo that is written by a couple of people who are in the employ of the DNC, all it confirms is their bias and their corruption. And this guy, Cody Shearer, there's an article on WorldNet Daily, WND, Cody Shearer is actually the brother-in-law of Strobe Talbert. Does that name sound familiar to you? All of you people who have followed the Clintons over the years, they point out that he's not just a Clinton operative, but he's the brother-in-law of Strobe Talbert. And they point out that in 2015, the National Review's Brendan Bordelon served up a useful review of Cody Shearer, this guy who supposedly authored this second dossier that says the same thing that the first one did. They offered up a useful review of his past shenanigans when Bill Clinton was elected president in 92. It was his brother-in-law, Strobe Talbert, who brought him into the Clinton White House. And this 2015 National Review article talked about his work with the Clinton enforcer, Terry Lindner, to silence bimbos. You know, bimbos. Those are the people who were telling the truth about Bill Clinton being a rapist. They called them bimbos as they were erupting everywhere. They said that they also made a point about the fact that Strobe Talbert has some Russian background. And we've seen some reports of some former Russian individuals like this guy. His name is Sergei Tretyakov, being talked to by the FBI. Perhaps that has something to do with this. Because in a 2008 book called Comrade J, written by Pete Early, they made a very strong case that Strobe Talbert, brother-in-law of this guy who now writes the dirty fiction number two, saying the same thing, had been compromised by former Russian foreign intelligence, the SVR. Early's source was a former SVR operative, the one I just mentioned, Sergei Tretyakov, who was cooperating with the FBI. Tretyakov claimed that the SVR targeted Talbot and ran a carefully calculated campaign to manipulate him because he was tied to the Clintons. I guess you don't really have to do too much to manipulate them. But here's the key thing, folks. Let's not, in all of this talk about the memo, let's not forget about the fact that we had a Congress, in bipartisan move, reauthorize Section 702 surveillance. And not only that, but to loosen the restrictions after a 100-page memo showed how they had violated the laws and gone around them, they still voted to reauthorize this and to loosen those restrictions. That is the real issue here. And what we're seeing now is a golden opportunity, if we don't squander it, as we see the open corruption of the surveillance state to clamp it down and to put it under the Fourth Amendment. And I don't want to see us lose that opportunity. That's the biggest opportunity right here. Stay with us. We'll be right back and take more of your calls. I'm David Knight.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. And we've got Amy in New Jersey who's been holding for a very long time. Thank you for holding, Amy. Let's, what do you think of the State of the Union?
Hi, David. I think it was great. You know what they did? The Democrats wrote the, commercials for the midterms for the, people running on a MAGA agenda. So they,
you're right.
They saved a lot of production costs there, David. It was very inspiring. I tried to get my daughter to watch it because the kids need to hear this. And also, it was hard just for her to stay up, but she caught some points. The only thing that he didn't address for me, being a mom, is the education. The problem is that he didn't discuss that, what they're doing with the schools, with curriculum. As a parent, that's the biggest thing that I find missing with the agenda this year, with his accomplishments. I don't know if he's going to work on that, if that's the next
What would you like to see done with education?
I want to see these textbook companies investigated for the agenda that they're teaching the kids.
Yeah,
they need to be teaching, though my daughter's now studying the Revolutionary War, and I'm trying to help her and even parallel to what's going on today. I think that we have to investigate these textbook companies for their crap that's going on.
I've always been concerned with textbook history. You know, there's always been a lot of bias. It used to be incredibly American bias, okay? Now it's incredibly anti-American bias. I always prefer to teach my kids, go back and read the original sources. You know, read what people say on both sides of these things and see what they're really, do your own research. I mean, that's really, you know, I don't need somebody to distill it for me in a textbook, and I really don't like to see the federal government involved. But, you know, when you talk about textbooks, there's basically two states that drive the whole textbook industry, and that's California and Texas. California's been driving it to the left really hard. Texas has pushed back a little bit to going to the right, or it would have been a much, much worse situation than it is right now.
Can I tell you three other things? One thing, my mother-in-law is friends with the Cuomo's aunt. I've met his mother, you know, Matilda, the mother. The mother's sister is friends with my mother-in-law, and I've met the family. And the father is the husband of Nancy is a Republican. So I'm telling you, it's hysterical with that respect. Number two,
must be interesting Thanksgivings, yeah.
Right. The number two is that it hits home with me when the doctor that was killed in New York, the Clinton Foundation doctor. I'm a nurse. I used to work with him. I used to set up home care services for his patients. It's just unbelievable when you see it hit home with you. And these people have to be stopped, David. You know, we're trying to teach our kids the rule of law, that they have to follow laws. And thirdly, when the next time that you have Lionel on, have him play the guitar for us. He's a musician. He should do a political jam for us one day to break, to change it up a bit, okay?
That's great. I didn't know that he played guitar. That's great.
I once saw him perform. He's very talented, and we've met him before too. He once gave a lecture at one of these health expos that, you know, being a vegan, and he's a very nice guy. I even took a picture with him and my daughter. Very lovely person. What you see is what you get with him.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, you can't put on the mask that much. What style of music does he like?
He did like eclectic, like a little country, a little, it's like all over the place, but it was a long time ago, but he was performing someplace in New Jersey and I went to see him. He's a funny guy, but just hit him up. I don't know if you knew that, but
I didn't know that.
FYI. All right,
that's good. That's a good thing to know. Maybe we'll be able to coax him into doing it live on radio. That's great. All right, thank you, Amy. Appreciate you holding. Let's go to Kenny in Ohio. Kenny's been holding a long time as well. Welcome, Kenny.
Hello, David. Big fan of InfoWars. My wife and I started out sort of leaning to the left. Then we started watching InfoWars. Then we became Republican. Then we started watching you. And now we're Libertarian. Okay? let's see.
Yeah, let's focus on liberty. If we can focus on liberty, we'll be back to where America started. Because you go back and you look at this horrible white supremacist they're telling us about now, Thomas Jefferson. No, he was really about individual liberty. And they conveniently forget that he was the one who put the stuff in there to get rid of slavery, and they struck that out of the document. He was doing what he could to get rid of it. But, if anything, you could accuse him of being a bit paternalistic, but it was the time that he lived in. And so, it's very important. But anyway, sorry, get on to Jefferson. It's just been on my mind about this school in Portland, Oregon, and they're not going to be the only ones who try to purge Thomas Jefferson out of our culture. But I didn't want to derail you. Go ahead.
Superman vitality, mixing it with brain power and alpha power and a real red pill.
There you go.
Anthroflex. My wife had to pull me off the roof because I thought I was going to be a roofer that day. Okay.
That's good. Yeah, I can tell you what, I can really feel it with brain force when I take it. I do take it on a regular basis. It really does help me to wake up in the mornings, and we've got an O-Dark early crew here. I mean, we get up in the middle of the night to do this show, so that's something that I really need to have. But what did you think about the State of the Union last night?
My wife, Donna, she was on Twitter last night defending the State of the Union address and was kicked off of Twitter because she called somebody a soy boy.
But they kicked her off? You mean they shut her account down and suspended it or something?
Yeah, for 24 hours.
Soy boy got her suspended for 24 hours.
Yeah, she called somebody a soy boy. Okay, she got the thing. You lost your privileges for 24 hours, 23 minutes and 23 hours and so many minutes. But anyway, we thought it was funny.
We need another platform, don't we? Very, very badly.
American, and they sent the poll things out for Trump, and I filled it out, for his speech. And I mentioned that I believe Native Americans are being left behind in all this. And last night during the speech, he made a beautiful, beautiful analogy to the founding fathers coming over here across the ocean. And suddenly, there were a great people that were already here that told them, hey, you can lead yourself and you can build your own. Here. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a wonderful reference to Native Americans.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting to see how that has changed as well. One of the stories that I have here is about the Cleveland Indians knuckling under to pressure to remove their mascot, a mascot that basically the junior high school that I went to, they were the Warriors and the high school was the Chiefs and so forth. And they had that same mascot. Now they're saying, that's racist. Well, it was a cartoon. Cartoons are exaggerated. This is a cartoon from the 1940s or whatever. But it's changed because now the American Indian movement is saying, and then we want to have them get rid of the name Indians. And it was when Russell Means was there, he said, no, I want to use the name Indians. Because people, when we say Native American, a lot of people say, hey, my family's been here for 400 years. And so I consider myself to be a Native American. So he said, we want to have the term Indian so that they understand who we are. But now they don't want to have the term Indian. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I'm in Florida at one point in time. They wanted to get rid of the FSU was the Seminoles. And all these Indian activists are saying, we're going to get rid of the Seminoles. And the Seminole tribe said, no, we don't. We like being considered this. And it was something that we did to honor people. It wasn't to mock them. I mean, we were saying, we're the Warriors. We're the Chiefs or whatever. I mean, you weren't doing that to mock people. You were actually complimenting them. And I thought it was really kind of funny because when all this stuff started a few years ago, you had some Indian activists out in Colorado started the Fighting Whiteys. And they came up with kind of this Bing Crosby character in a suit and a pipe or whatever, 1950s stereotype of a white guy. And they came up with a Fighting Whiteys logo to mock it. And they sold a ton of merchandise because people said, hey, this is great. I mean, it was okay to be a Fighting Whitey at that time. But now it's not. And you can't even use the term Indian. They don't even want that anymore. Things are kind of crazy. But it is okay to be white. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight, and I'm actually a white male.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that for children and adults. We've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be taking your calls. We're going to be going to Chris in New York, John in Orlando, and others in just a moment. Real quickly, I've just got to say something about Joe Kennedy III. Nobody's talked about him yet. And although he's taken a lot of heat from people on the left, calling him a privileged white man who is not progressive enough, well, that's true enough. They also call him tone deaf, and I would say that he is. If he thinks that a redheaded white boy, no matter if he's related to the Kennedys or not, has a place and a future in the Democrat Party, he is tone deaf. He hasn't really heard what they're about. This is a party of racism. Quite frankly, a white boy with red hair hasn't got a chance in America if the Democrats win. But all the talk about him drooling, I mean, you know, let's just understand it. Maybe it was, as some of his Democrat apologists were saying, maybe it was overzealous application of lip balm. Just like, seriously? Since when you put lip balm on the corners of your mouth, unless you are as nervous as he was. And I kind of felt sorry for him, you know, because even though politics is a family business, it just doesn't seem to suit him very well. He was very, very, very uncomfortable. So I just want to say to Joe Kennedy, it's okay. You don't have to go into politics. You can get an honest job. Let's go to Chris in New York. Chris, your comments on the State of the Union.
Well, one of my heroes is Calvin Coolidge because he rejuvenated the economy by cutting taxes and regulations. He said, you know, we make a whole lot more money if we charge 25% to the multimillionaires than we do if we charge 70%.
And that's right.
He reduced the tax rate, and the Laffer Curve did a further analysis, and they say that revenue is maximized to about 18.5%, and above 28%, the IRS actually loses money.
And even Kennedy recognized that.
Yeah.
You know, we had big growth in the economy when he did a big tax cut. He had a very big tax cut like Reagan did.
Yes, he did, yeah. And, of course, at that point, the tax rate went, from 90% to 70%? And that was huge. Because who wants to earn money at 90%?
That's right. Yeah, the only problem I have with the Laffer Curve is it's kind of like, how hard do we beat the slaves to maximize our profits? It's like, hey, let's put liberty here in the equation.
Yeah,
go ahead, your other comments.
They have a much better scheme for slavery. They don't have to house their slaves or...
That's right. That's right. It is a plantation. Yep.
Yeah, so anyway, I read Calvin Coolidge's State of the Union message and or address, and it was actually less libertarian than Trump's. Coolidge was still favoring prohibition. Now, Trump's only nod to prohibition was to say the opiates are an epidemic. That doesn't necessarily mean he thinks prohibition is the best way to deal with it, although I don't know what he's going to do with that. But, of course, if it were legal, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing, too, is you're talking about Coolidge's State of the Union. If you read Jefferson's second inaugural address, he talks about the fact that they'd eliminated all internal taxation in the United States. And what he said was, so what Americans can ask, he says, what American knows a tax man? What farmer, what laborer, what mechanic knows a tax man? None of them do. Because the country was the size, fit in the Constitution, the size of the government. And actually was constitutionally sized. And they could fund it with just having taxes on goods coming into the country. And, of course, inside the country, it was a free trade zone. And it was free of taxation. And so Jefferson came at it not from how do we maximize tax revenue, but he came at it from a liberty. How do we maximize liberty standpoint? I love Jefferson's second inaugural address. Everybody should read that.
Been here in New York, Cuomo, and I ran against him for attorney general in 2006.
Oh, good for you.
And at that point, I learned about what he had done to Catherine Austin Fitz at Housing and Urban Development when she tried to make the thing more efficient, because if you make it more efficient, there's less money in HUD to give to your cronies.
Which that's right.
Of course,
yeah.
Financed his campaign. And he's, you know, they've got their usual high taxes here in New York. And if you're a multimillionaire in New York or New Jersey, your accountant tells you, move south. You can't afford to. You die, it's going to cost you $1 million. $1 million to be here in New York.
And oh, yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely out of control. I think that it was very important what President Trump did last year. He was able to cut regulations, 20-some-odd regulations. I think it's 22 for every one that was added. That was very, very effective. And just the expectations of tax cuts spurred the economy. We haven't actually seen the tax cuts take effect. And so I think it's going to be good from that standpoint this coming year. Thanks, Chris. I've got to move on because I've got a lot of people who have been holding for a while. Let's go to John in Orlando. Go ahead, John.
Hey, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I've got a couple of comments. First one about the State of the Union. It was awesome. The one thing that I really wanted to see was him mention the memo. But I understand that he was, you know, trying to keep things positive.
That's right.
I would love for him to mention at least something about the memo.
Well, he is positive that it's going to be released. He's 100% positive.
I heard that in the last segment, and it's funny that you mentioned that because that was, you know, my main comment. The second thing that I wanted to bring up was I recently heard about this year and a day rule where the president has to be in office for a year and a day before his executive orders actually become law.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I just heard about this, and I wondered if you could maybe look into it. Because I think the shutdown was to prevent him from being in office a year and a day so that all his executive orders become invalid. And he may need to re-sign his executive orders and also redo his oath of office. Because I think that may have invalidated those things from what I understand. I haven't done a lot
I've never
of research
heard of that.
On it, but it was brought up to me and I wanted to kind of get that out there.
I've not heard of that. I'll take a look into that. Of course, they've got a lot of different games that they play. You can go back and look at all the maritime law issues, look at the games that they play by saying that this is a civil law and not a criminal law because this is a regulation that was passed by a bureaucracy and not a law that was passed by Congress. Therefore, you don't have the presumption of innocence and you don't have the protection against excessive fines. So they play those types of games all the time. Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Thank you, John. I'll look that up, a year and a day rule. Let's go to Chris in Ohio. Chris, go ahead. Oh, Jane. Let's see. Who's up
James?
Next? James. James. Yes, James in Ohio. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling about, my comment was mainly about the Kennedy rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm watching that thing and it was ridiculous. I didn't understand what he was even talking about the whole time.
I mean, I don't think he did either. I don't think he did. I mean, he was very nervous and stuttering and slobbering. And that's why I said it's okay if that's not your thing. You know, you don't have to do politics just because you're a Kennedy. Go ahead.
I know. And it's real funny that they would pull up a Kennedy to try to draw in, you know, all these other people that love John Kennedy and love the Kennedys, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's so blatant. I mean, it's so blatant. It's right there in front of everybody's face. You know,
yeah. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you know, I just don't think that it's you can pull somebody up just because they're a Kennedy or whatever. I mean, you can pull up Chelsea Clinton in 20 years or something because she was a Clinton. I don't think that's going to work. So, you know, he's going to have to stand on his own. Look, there was a lot of things that John Kennedy did in terms of talking about secret societies and the CIA and so forth. I think they were the ones who killed him. But the other part of it is he's also got a legacy of Ted Kennedy. And so, you know, that's kind of basically washed that Trump card out, if you will. And I don't really think that's going to go anywhere. Your comments, then we got to get to Angela because we've only got about a minute left.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. And InfoWars,
all right.
We're right there on the tip of the spear.
Thank you, James. Let's go to Angela in Ohio. Sorry, Angela, didn't have much time for you, but you got about a minute left.
That's okay. Thank you so much. I just wanted to comment on the Black Caucus individuals who were just looking so terrible. I was kind of ashamed to see them acting the way they were, but I just wanted to touch on something. Mm-hmm. As an African American, I think people need to realize that a lot of African Americans truly there's a lot of fundamental truths about the New World Order and the world system that they just don't get because historically we've been in a bubble and a lot of them truly do not, they really think Donald Trump is the Antichrist and he just doesn't fit the profile of the Antichrist. They really truly don't see that. They don't understand that. And I just want to tell people to pray for a lot of African Americans, like my parents. You know, my dad grew up in the South. He has a whole different worldview. Everything is about skin color. And the Democrats have really played on that.
They have. That's all they've become now. The same people who were oppressing everybody because of skin color are now still using that game. I think Amy was right. I think they wrote the commercial for the next election.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block.
In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.